confidence in sunshine. I have confidence in rain. I have confidence that spring will come again. Besides which, you see, I have confidence in me. Strength doesn't lie in numbers. Strength doesn't lie in wealth. Strength lies in nights of peaceful slumbers. When you wake up, wake up! It tells me all I trust I leave my heart to. All I trust becomes my own. I have confidence in confidence alone.
In the future, you'll kindly remember there are certain rooms in this house which are not to be disturbed.
Yes, Captain, sir.
And why do you stare at me that way?
Well, you don't look at all like a sea captain, sir.
I'm afraid you don't look very much like a governess. Turn around, please.
What?
Turn. Hat off. It's the dress. You'll have to put on another one before you meet the children.
But I don't have another one. When we enter the abbey, our worldly clothes are given to the poor.
What about this one?
Well, the poor didn't want this one.
Hmm.
Well, I would have made myself a new dress, but there wasn't time. I can make my own clothes.
Well, I see that you'll get some material. Today, if possible. Now, Fräulein Maria, I don't know how much the Mother Abbess has told you.
Not much.
You are the 12th in a long line of governesses who have come to look after my children since their mother died. I trust that you will be an improvement on the last one. She stayed only 2 hours.
What's wrong with the children, sir?
Well, there's nothing wrong with the children. Only the governesses. They were completely unable to maintain discipline. Without it, this house cannot be properly run. You'll please remember that, Fräulein?
Yes, sir.
Every morning you will drill the children in their studies. I will not permit them to dream away their summer holidays. Each afternoon they will march about the grounds, breathing deeply. Bedtime is to be strictly observed, no exceptions.
Excuse me, sir, when do they play?
You will see to it that they conduct themselves at all time with the utmost orderliness and decorum. I'm placing you in command.
Yes, sir.
Fräulein, I behaved badly. I apologize.
No, I'm far too outspoken. It's one of my worst faults.
You were right. I don't know my children.
There's still time, Captain. They want so much to be close to you.
You brought music back into the house? I'd forgotten. Fräulein, I want you to stay. I ask you to stay.
If I could be of any help.
You have already. More than you know. I thought I just might find you here.
Was there something you wanted?
Hmm? No. Sit down, please. Please. May I? You know, I was wondering two things. Why did you run away to the abbey? And
What was it that made you come back?
Well, I had an obligation to fulfill, and I came back to fulfill it.
Hmm. Is that all?
And I missed the children.
Yeah. Only the children?
No. Yes. Isn't it right I should have missed them?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. I was only hoping that perhaps you... Perhaps you might...
Yes.
Well, nothing was the same when you were away, and it'll be all wrong again after you leave. And I just thought perhaps you might change your mind.
I'm sure the Baroness will be able to make things fine for you.
Maria, there isn't going to be any Baroness.
There isn't?
No.
I don't understand.
Well, we've called off our engagement, you see, and...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes. You are?
Mm-hmm. You did?
Yes. Well, you can't marry someone when you're in love with someone else.
Mother always says, when the Lord closes a door somewhere, he opens a window.
What else does the Reverend Mother say?
That you have to look for your life.
Is that why you came back? And have you found it?
I think I have. I know I have.
I love you.
Oh, can this be happening to me? Perhaps I had a wicked childhood. Perhaps I had a miserable youth, but somewhere in my wicked, miserable past.
Edelweiss, bless my homeland.